I'm Leslie Lotto with an earful. I was having a hard time coming up with a topic for this blog this week. Then after a very bad, awful week, I climbed up out of it and got back to being awake. I was preparing to go out for a morning walk when I was hit up by a client who did not receive the content that they should have. I immediately sat down with my laptop, called my team, emailed the client, solved the thing, and took some breaths. I've sometimes been caught so off guard by other humans that I forget there is good. My mother used to say, water seeks its own level, meaning you bring to you what you put out. This morning was something else. Someone who works for me part-time was overwhelmed. The Leslie that started this company over 19 years ago would have joined the overwhelm and would have also been pissed off, really pissed. I would have been pissed at the client, I would have been pissed at my team, and I would not have looked inside myself. I would have blamed. After I solved the thing with all involved, the anchor who works for me said, love you. Here's the thing. I too say this quite often. I say it to my dear friends. I say it to my family. I say it to a few people who work for me. And I've said it to coworkers in the past. I'm pretty sure, though, I have never been told as a boss, love you. I've never been told by a coworker, love you. I've never been told by a boss, love you. And isn't that just so sad? Love you does not need to be romantic love. It's an appreciative term, like, I see you. I'm here with you. I hear you. And I value you. How many times do you feel valued in a day? I remember saying love you to a coworker once, and he was mortified. I said, dude, I say it to everyone. He thought I was in love with him. Please. Not to minimize the deepness of the word love, but I do love a lot of people, and I mean it. I say I love you to a lot of my yoga friends. I say I love you, as easily as I drink water, to my children. I say I love you to my girlfriends. Not enough, quite frankly. And I said I love you 100 times a day to the soul dog I just lost. So what is the value of the word love? Should we throw it around willy-nilly or save it for a chosen few? I say toss it around like dressing, like whimsy, joy, and sweet delight. Why do we hold back? Remember, this last story is not free to air. The next 5 are free to air for free on your radio station or podcast. Is it really love at first sight, or this new trendy word circulating, limerence? The publication Spirituality and Health says your new love is just a fantasy invoked from childhood patterns and addiction-like highs. Psychologists say limerence feelings are intense because they may activate past emotional patterns caused by childhood trauma, twisting up happiness and pain. Science says it's a trauma bond, not love, and knowing that is the first step to heal and find real love. Who doesn't love digital and audiobooks? Lots of Americans, it turns out, they like to hold a real book. A bar chart recently showed most U.S. adults have read a book over the last year, and 75% of all U.S. adults had read all or part of one over the last 12 months. According to a Pew Research Center survey, the study showing readers preferred print, though, but since 2011, digital and audiobooks have become more popular, too. Is it just Mother Nature or something else? New research into the formation of the Grand Canyon says the lake spillover theory from a nearby water body may be the thing. A report in the publication Science says around 6.6 million years ago, an ancient lake appeared in northern Arizona. Lake Bidahochi's water moved west and gradually created the Grand Canyon. Geologists collected nearby sandstone samples, finding a similar composition as the canyon itself. The marvels of nature. Small talk or smart talk? A new study says a quick chat with a stranger can be more enjoyable than you imagine. 1,800 people took part in a study published for the American Psychological Association, randomly assigned a stranger to have a 5-minute conversation with that they rated boring or interesting before the chat. The article showed when the chats were over, the evaluations showed participants consistently underestimated the joy they'd get from dull topics. So go for what you might think might be boring. You've probably heard about it forever. Mahjong, which is quickly becoming the next it thing in Hollywood. The 19th century Chinese tile game that community centers and grandmas everywhere have been playing in our childhoods is having a moment. Bunch of A-listers like Julia Roberts, Blake Lively, Mindy Kaling, and Meghan Markle say it's bringing joy and peace to their lives. Sign me up. The City of Angels has embraced the ancient game as part of their lifestyle with pop-up games in homes and private clubs. I'm Leslie Lotto, and this has been an Earful. Is it really love at first sight, or this new trendy word circulating, limerence? The publication Spirituality and Health says your new love is just a fantasy invoked from childhood patterns and addiction-like highs. Psychologists say limerence feelings are intense because they may activate past emotional patterns caused by childhood trauma, twisting up happiness and pain. Science says it's a trauma bond, not love, and knowing that is the first step to heal and find real love. I'm Leslie Lotto. Who doesn't love digital and audiobooks? Lots of Americans, it turns out. They like to hold a real book. A bar chart recently showed most U.S. adults have read a book over the last year, and 75% of all U.S. adults had read all or part of one over the last 12 months. According to a Pew Research Center survey, the study showing readers preferred print, though, but since 2011, digital and audiobooks have become more popular, too. I'm Leslie Lotto. Is it just Mother Nature or something else? New research into the formation of the Grand Canyon says the lake spillover theory from a nearby water body may be the thing. A report in the publication Science says around 6.6 million years ago, an ancient lake appeared in northern Arizona. Lake Bidahochi's water moved west and gradually created the Grand Canyon. Geologists collected nearby sandstone samples, finding a similar composition as the canyon itself. The marvels of nature. I'm Leslie Lotto. Small talk or smart talk? A new study says a quick chat with a stranger can be more enjoyable than you imagine. 1,800 people took part in a study published for the American Psychological Association, randomly assigned a stranger to have a 5-minute conversation with that they rated boring or interesting before the chat. The article showed when the chats were over, the evaluations showed participants consistently underestimated the joy they'd get from dull topics. So go for what you might think might be boring. I'm Leslie Lotto. You've probably heard about it forever. Mahjong, which is quickly becoming the next it thing in Hollywood. The 19th century Chinese tile game that community centers and grandmas everywhere have been playing in our childhoods is having a moment. Bunch of A-listers like Julia Roberts, Blake Lively, Mindy Kaling, and Meghan Markle say it's bringing joy and peace to their lives. Sign me up. The City of Angels has embraced the ancient game as part of their lifestyle with pop-up games in homes and private clubs. I'm Leslie Lotto.